You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture, adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Shut Up a Second. My name's Hayden.
I'm Kaz.
Did you notice that I did a weird little thing with my voice?
Your name is Hayden.
Hayden. I went to auto-tune or something that last little bit. And we're joined today by special guest Joel Dusha.
Hello, it's me, Joel. What's up? Thanks for having me.
Today, we're talking the number 13.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Looks like a B if you put them real close together.
That's true.
Holy shit.
So the 13, obviously the spookiest number.
Mm.
What's the second? Because I don't think there's really any numbers that are a bit spooky.
666.
Ooh.
That's spookier than 13. Also, I'm coming to bat for 13. I think 13 is an unreal number.
I like 13.
I think it's the best number, in fact. It is my favorite number.
Yeah. Well, you were born on the 13th,
weren't
you?
I was born on the 13th.
Mm.
Well, and you'd call that good luck.
Good luck for you. Me.
Bad luck for everyone else. Yeah.
Terrible day. I reckon that's probably where the unlucky 13 started.
Yeah.
April 13, 1991.
As soon as you're born, this is
a bad.
Bad day.
Bad number.
Were you born on a Friday?
No. I was born on a Saturday, I think.
Is Friday the 13th, is that just from the movies, or was that spooky before Friday the 13th?
That was spooky before.
I don't know why, but I have no answers for you. Also, didn't know the answer to that question, but pretty spooky.
Pretty spooky.
Yeah, it's good to have a birthday on Friday the 13th, because everyone's like, oh, that's fucked up. You're like, yeah, it is pretty fucked up.
My partner's born on the Friday the 13th.
Whoa.
Oh, that's pretty fucked up.
That's ghoul.
It's cool. That's sick.
Yeah. Do you guys want to, should we start off with some fun facts about, or some spooky facts about the number 13?
Spooky facts about the number 13.
Just keep in mind, these may shock you.
Hope all of the listeners out there have fucking braced themselves. They've pulled over their car.
Yeah.
If they were in bed, they've gotten out of bed, because you don't want to get spooked in the dark.
This is from our website. It's a list of spooky facts.
Our website.
you heard of these? They're crazy. You can get anything on these.
What? Name three things you can get from a website.
I'm about to name a baker's dozen. Which
baker's
is 13.
Dozen.
I read something the other day. Oh, yeah. It was a crossword, because I streamed the crossword on twitch.tv. Hayden H. A baker's dozen, also called the devil's dozen, because there's 13.
What?
Isn't that fun?
Wouldn't you
that
have to have 666 hot cross buns for a devil's dozen?
Yeah, I guess.
That's a lot of hot cross buns.
It is.
That's too many. I think that's probably why they...
Yeah, do you reckon you've eaten 666
hot
cross buns?
Do you reckon
your
you've eaten 666 of anything?
Yeah. Yes.
Grains of rice don't count. Nothing in a grain counts. It has to be bigger than your fist.
Fist! That's too big, Cass.
I'm sorry. You've got a bigger fist than me. It has to be bigger than my fist.
Okay, Cass, but like your fist is still like... That's a...
Okay, bigger than a deck of cards.
What? That's only slightly smaller than your fist.
Well, no, because that's flatter.
Yeah. Bigger than a deck of cards. That's what they recommend for one
say,
serve of
I've
steak.
I've probably eaten 666 eggs in my life.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
There's no
easy.
Way.
I'd probably... 600's a lot. How
That's
many,
22 wait, how, on average every year of my life.
Oh, wow. Oh. Wait, what?
Yeah.
That can't be right.
666 divided by 30. 22.2.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
and I'm almost 31 at time of recording.
Mm.
When this episode comes out, who knows?
Yeah,
I don't know how this works.
Okay. I would have eaten 666.
I probably have eaten that many eggs, yeah.
I eat eggs all the time.
Oh, slices of toast. Do you ever go, you go through the toast?
Well, if you eat a loaf of bread, that's like 30 slices.
That's not 30, is it?
Or like 20...
Is there a consistent number for slices in a loaf?
No,
or is it just
thick
up
or thin?
Yeah, it depends
that's
on
true.
Thickness.
Mm.
Raisin toast sometimes very thick to the point where you get like only 10 to 12 slices.
I love thick raisin
God,
toast. Give me four slices in a loaf of raisin
and
toast.
Like an entire tub of margarine.
No, you got to have
margarine.
Real butter. Get
real butter.
Yeah, we're on
very rarely
block of butter.
Yeah, one stick per quarter loaf.
Yeah. Whoa, that's a perfect breakfast.
I reckon like stir cinnamon into the butter.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll pay it. That sounds
cinnamon and sugar and butter on raisin toast.
I think that that sounds unreal, but I think also it's a spin on a classic, and sometimes Like, I don't think that that's necessary. I think that that's still on par, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's better, but it's certainly a spin on a classic. Yeah,
it is certainly something.
Yeah, I think I'd prefer just pot butter. Hot butter.
Hot
on
butter.
There. Anyway, do you want hot? Is that what I did? Did I do that?
That's what you sound like all the time. What are you saying?
Hot butter. This is making people throw up, I think, listening to that. No, do you want to hear these facts or not?
This will make people throw up. Hey. No. Tell a real disgusting story.
Yeah, what are your facts? Tell us. Yeah,
all right. On. Fact number one. In Greek mythology, Zeus was the 13th and most powerful god. Whoa.
That is actually full on pretty fucking spooky. If they weren't throwing up at those noises before, they're throwing up out of fear now.
Did you know this? Fact number two. Triskaidekaphobia is the fear of Friday the 13th.
I hope you don't have that, otherwise you can't date that goblin you love.
Yeah. What?
Because they were both. It's a throwback, not a real life reference.
To what?
What you said before.
About your partner being a ghoul.
Oh, you said goblin, though.
Goblins are ghouls?
No, they're not. A ghoul.
Okay.
I thought there was some goblin lore that was every. You know how all horses have the same birthday?
Yeah.
I thought maybe
first
all
of spring.
Yeah, but I thought maybe all goblins have the same birthday, which is every Friday the 13th that happens to pop up.
Oh, so some goblins will look old, but they aren't.
What?
So, some goblins will have more birthdays in a year than me.
I think they all will.
Well, yeah, because Friday the 13th, yeah.
Because it pops up multiple times. Has there ever been a year where there hasn't been a Friday the 13th?
I don't think that's possible.
How? How is that not possible? There's only 12 13s.
But there's more than seven. There's 7 days. So statistically, but maybe.
I think you're waiting into...
No, it might.
Because there's 13. Sorry, there's 12 13ths, right? And there's only 7 days I could fall on. But, maybe. It's not random, but...
Okay, there's a Friday the 13th in May this year.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to Google, has there ever been a year without the Friday the 13th?
Seems sensible. No. that's the only one for the year. There's only one this year.
Yeah, so there is a Friday the 13th every year with a maximum of three.
Maximum of three. Okay, so goblins
next year
turn...
there's two.
Okay, so a goblin only turns 1 year older this year, but some years they'll turn 3 years older. That's a bit of fun.
Well,
that's
next
a fun
year
bit
it's
of
2 years older.
Yeah.
So your partner will have a Friday the 13th birthday next year.
Ooh.
Wait, is my partner a goblin in this, or is that a real birthday is coming?
Both.
Judy.
That's a real birthday that's coming.
Okay.
And as they are a goblin.
they're a ghoul, okay? They're not a goblin. What is a ghoul? That's like a zombie kind of, isn't it?
Ghoul is bad ghost. Ghoul is ghost that gets stuck harder than a normal ghost.
In my head, a ghoul is just like a normal person who has like a ghostly complexion but is like solid. Okay.
Maybe they are solid. Let's have a look.
I just want to fill in what happened there. I was just throwing out some riffs, and both of you are on your phone ignoring me.
I'm Googling ghoul.
And I'm trying to speculate on ghouls over here. You're not even looking at me.
I was looking at my calendar.
We're past Friday 13th.
No, because I was curious, because my birthday is also on the 13th, and I've got an interesting fact. Well, okay. It doesn't affect anyone except me.
Go on.
Due to the leap year in 2024. My birthday falling on Friday the 13th, this, I guess, 7-year cycle is skipped.
Oh!
So my birthday goes from Thursday to Saturday.
No way.
So, yeah, no Friday the 13th Bonkers. Birthday for me for quite a while.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah.
And what I discovered in my on the phone ignoring you is that...
I discovered that I like being on my phone more than I like talking to Hayden. That was the second thing I discovered.
No,
me and Cass are actually texting each other as this podcast is going.
Why is his hat backwards? He's inside.
Oh, my hat is backwards. That's embarrassing.
Ghouls, you're right. They're solid.
Yeah, they're rock
undead.
Solid. Not rock
yeah.
solid, but they're
not.
The consistency of a man.
Can you just quickly Google, is a goblin a ghoul?
A goblin's
not.
A ghoul.
I don't have to Google that. I know that.
Don't waste your time. Don't waste the data.
Why did you put your hat on forwards?
Because I felt self-conscious.
We're in a house. Why is your hat on?
I changed my position of the hat because I felt self-conscious about having it on backwards. And all right, fine, I'll take it off. But I've got hat hair, so just so you know, that's why my hair looks like this. I got hat hair.
Oh, a goblin is a type of living creature which separates it from a ghoul. Ghouls have to be dead.
Ghouls are undead.
You didn't need to Google that. We knew.
Yeah, but I didn't.
You want to hear some more spooky facts?
Yeah.
Every day of my life.
You're up to number three?
Up to three. Yeah. Yeah.
There are 13.
Yeah, yeah. So there are approximately 13 cycles of the moon each year. Whoa!
I really hope people heeded my advice and got out of bed. This is terrifying. This is like pants shittingly terrifying.
I am shaking in my boots. Hey, that's can you me. Hear that clacking? That's my knees hitting each other.
Is that your knees?
No, that's Hayden's knees. He's sick.
My knees are chugging a beer. Oh, God. I just read this next fact. It's fucked.
Oh, no, he's pissed.
Oh, God. It's so spooky.
No!
Oh, no, his hat's off, guys, but his pants are pissed.
There are 13 cards in each suit in a standard deck of playing cards. We can't escape number 13. It's everywhere. I never showed you my magic trick.
Yeah, that well.
Before we were recording, I was like, hey, Joel, you want to see a magic trick? And you're like, eh.
I said yes, and then I told you a story. Then I told Cass the same story.
Yeah, well, because you started telling the story, and I was like, oh, I'm going to miss the magic trick. Went to make myself a cup of tea, fart-assed around, came back, and then you had finished telling the story, and Hayden said, wait, I didn't show you my magic trick. And then I said, wow, I thought I missed that. Did you only just finish your story? And you said, yeah, and then you told me the story.
It's a good story.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. A guy the short version of the story is a guy did a magic trick, and the end of the trick, the card was in the microwave in a kitchen.
Yeah, and it was to get someone to follow him back on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that bit. That's,
oh, no.
Which is pretty fun.
You can't have like a condition to a magic trick.
Here's the thing about magicians, and if you're a magician, this definitely applies to you, all freaks. And all of them are like weird freak perverts that are like, hey, if you're impressed by my trick. All magicians have this horrible sexual energy about them.
I don't know why.
I think you're projecting that. Maybe you have a magician fetish.
No, I hate
fetish.
Magicians.
Okay.
I have seen a lot of magicians recently try and market themselves as fuckable.
Yeah.
Which, well, that's been a thing for like the last 15 years. You got Chris Angel, Mind Freak, the most fuckable, I was going to say wizard, magician. What's the other David Blaine, yes.
I think that what happened is that pickup artists for some reason were like, a magic trick will work.
Yeah, they do have pickup artist energy.
I thought pickup artists had magician energy. I thought it went the other way.
Yeah. Similar thing. I guess magicians have been around for longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, magicians can go to hell and suck shit.
I feel like they will. Because they practice witchcraft. What's the other wanky name magicians give themselves? There's like a
sorcerer.
Illusionist.
No, illusionist. That's the one. Sorcerer. Can you imagine if Chris Angel's like, hey, what's up, Chris Angel? I'm a sorcerer.
I'm a mind sorcerer freak.
I'm a warlock.
He should have called himself Chris Angel Mindfucker.
Wanted to.
Well, that's what Mind Freak is a play on, right? When people say like, well, you remember like in the early 2000s, late 2000s, like, whoa, that's such a mind fuck. I think that's where it comes from. But obviously you can't have Chris Angel Mindfuck on TV. You know,
you could.
Fox
TV
won't allow it.
Braver. Oh,
I thought it, like he was the, it was a noun. Like
Freak, Joel Dusha, podcast billionaire.
Yeah, if you'll recall the opening number, you know, the hymn, I am a mind freak.
How does it go?
I am a mind freak.
Mind freak!
There's no reality.
Oh!
We're too accurate. We have to stop there or we'll get copyrighted.
I think they did. Yeah. In my head, that's exactly how it goes.
Yeah, and I do love at the end, are you ready?
Yeah, it's good. Does Chris Angel sing that theme song?
Yeah.
That's
the
good
opening
stuff.
The opening credits is him in a band in a desert.
That's right.
Every time I try and think of Chris Angel, I realize I'm thinking of the lead singer of him.
I think they're very similar.
Same guy.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
I have no idea.
His Immortal Majesty.
Vince Vaughn.
Velo is his
name. I have no clue. If you told me his name, I wouldn't be like, oh, that guy.
I thought you would
know
because you're a big Bam Margera guy.
I'm not a big Bam Margera guy.
You're a Steve-O guy.
I'm a Steve-O guy.
Yeah,
I actually am.
Yeah,
I'm a big Steve-O guy. I love Steve-O.
Yeah.
The other day we watched, we watched PCP Save My Life, which is the video of Steve-O
smoking
on PCP. It's bad.
Yeah.
Awful. Horrible vibes.
Awful, like just cursed?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cursed.
It's big cursed.
Made me feel a bit sick.
Yeah.
But it's fine because he's good now.
Well, also, that was probably the beginning of the end. Well, the beginning of the start.
Yeah.
The end of the end.
The end of the end. So that was his rock bottom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you're going
to hit the bottom of the pool to kick off.
Yeah.
No,
there's that video of him where he's on the floor and he's huffing all the Nangs. They call it Nangs. He's doing all those Nangs.
That's the same time, though. It's just not in this footage.
Yeah, right.
So he does PCP, and then that's his rock bottom, and then he...
Yeah, bounces back.
Yeah, and now, bounces back. And now he's bigger on YouTube and probably has millions of dollars. Well, he probably had millions of dollars anyway. But
I don't think he did. And no, I don't think he does.
That's a shame.
Yeah. No, like he's well off, but he's not Hollywood rich.
Surely Jackass 4, he would have got paid a bunch to be in.
Jackass 4 was made for $10 million.
Ooh, yeah. That doesn't split very many ways. And plus, when you factor in the price of all those giant hands.
there's a lot of labor and a lot of things I had to get made for that.
Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of crew and stuff like that too. Like, I reckon Steve-O would have got paid $1 million max. Johnny Knoxville probably would have got like 1.5.
Shit. Well, I mean, that's all right for a couple of days' work.
John,
getting hit by a ball,
getting
brain damage.
It was a couple
damage.
Of days' work.
Both of them got brain damage in the set of that movie.
Did Steve get brain damage?
I don't know if it was like brain. He got badly concussed.
Oh yeah, and they always do that.
No, but like that was his last.
Oh, they were like, "Hey, if you get concussed one more time, you'll die."
Yeah. Well, I don't think they said
your brain will explode.
Yeah. He was like, "Yeah, dude."
I remember I went to high school with a guy, and he was trying to convince me that his brain was turning solid. And the doctors were concerned that his brain was turning like hard as a rock because he was doing too many drugs. And so he's like, "Man, I got to stop doing drugs. My brain's turning hard." Like, I'm so sure that's not a real thing. I think I Googled it one time and it's not.
That is a sick thing to tell people.
I don't. And he's like, "Yeah, the doctors said, man, if I do more drugs, my brain's going to turn rock solid."
Did you like...
Is it just
did he actually do drugs?
Oh yeah, big time. Oh, okay. Yeah, big time.
That makes it less funny because he was just like a loser that was trying to pretend he did drugs and was telling people that he's got to stop doing drugs. His brain's going hard. I'd back him big time.
But no, I think
a doctor once told one of my friends she started smoking when she was like a teenager, and she went to a doctor when she was like 21 or something. The doctor was like, "Do you like being hot?" And she was like, yeah. Oof. And the doctor was like, "Stop smoking. That will go."
Oh, that's actually kind of good. That's kind of good. Like a good warning.
Yeah, it was just like, yeah, if you like being hot, quit smoking now.
What happens if a real uggo walks in, though? That
I think that looks like
got
smoke
no leverage. Got no leverage. Hey, it might make you hotter. Who knows?
Yeah. Smoking, you won't be hot, but you will be cool.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
What?
Oh, guys.
Oh, fact number five.
Oh, God, guys. There's four seasons each have 13 weeks. Oh, Jesus.
Actually, that's
Christ.
Actually pretty fucked up when you think about it.
That is kind of fucked up. So, like, the whole year can be divided by 13.
I just read the next fact, and it's... gotta be the spookiest.
Whoa,
Hayden. There's 13 weeks.
Yeah.
In every season, there's four seasons. I'm born
on the fourth, the April, which is the fourth month.
And I was born on the 13th.
Yes. Yeah, so you're the,
I think I'm God. You're the king. Holy shit.
You're the king of the season. You're like Jack Winter. What's his name? Old Man Winter or Jack Frost? I got confused.
You're man of all seasons.
I am the man of all seasons. Guys, this is fact number six. Yeah. Can you believe this? Children become teenagers at age 13.
No, that affects all of us. That means it's already happened.
I'm throwing up from that fact.
it's really, I mean, I guess it is a fact, but.
And we picked it, you know?
What? Oh, no, I'm with Cass. No, I get it.
I don't. Fill me in.
When we started
we
saying teens.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right.
Hey.
Yes, hey.
Hey.
When do other countries become teenagers? Because they don't have the word teen.
I think...
Are teenagers different in other countries?
In my head...
Uh-oh.
In my head, like, the set of numbers we use is kind of global. But I guess it probably isn't.
That's just an assumption, though.
It is an assumption. Yeah. Absolutely, it is.
Well, but, I mean, the word for teenager would be whatever the word for... the teen in number, because the numbers are like in Western society, numbers are the same.
So I reckon it is that teenagers is like a cultural thing. It's in movies a lot. And then they've just gone, oh, you're a teenager at this number, which is their equivalent of 13, even if it doesn't necessarily end in the word teen. That's what I reckon. They'll be like, oh, you're a teenager now. You're Glumflo. years old. that's the Antarctic 13.
Glumflow.
Glumflow. Yeah,
you're the Glumflow. The spookiest number.
You're
Glumflow.
A teen now. Glumflow. Do you want to hear more facts?
Yeah.
What is happening with you guys? Yeah, give me something.
I want more facts. I do.
You can say no. We don't have to do it.
No, I want facts.
No, I don't know if I want to do the facts anymore.
I do want facts.
You guys don't seem very keen on the facts.
I'll give you some history. No, give me facts.
All right. The American dollar bill has many icons with 13 elements in it, including the pyramid. They don't expand on why.
What does that mean?
Don't know. They don't
say. 13 points in the pyramid, you know.
I guess maybe what? 13 bricks or something in the pyramid. Don't know. And there's 13 letters in E Pluribus Unum. Mm. And there's 13 arrows and 13 stars. Whoa.
What does E Pluribus Unum mean?
It means
Latin for...
You probably... No.
13.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Means the number 13 is crazy in Latin.
It's full on spooky number. Yeah. Fuck, bro.
Prohibition in the US lasted for guess how many years?
How many
13.
10.
Joel, go three higher.
Okay, hang on. Can I change my answer?
No. Well, you got it right. It's 13.
That's what? Pretty heavy. No.
13 is a prime number and a Fibonacci number. Oh. I think Fibonacci is the spiral one.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Fibonacci sequence.
Little shell.
That's a shout out to all of our Tool heads listening. Tool fans love the Fibonacci sequence.
Do they?
Yeah, that's all they love to talk about because their album Lateralis, if you actually play it in like a Fibonacci sequence or some shit, makes it way better. And if you smoke a fat doobie, brother, that's when Tool really shine. You know, the band that bring you such clever songs as Stink Fist. Fuck
Fist?
Fuck Stink you, Fist? Tool. God, your band sucks.
I don't think, what's Tool's like, do they have like a big song? Do they have like a Schism. Smash single?
It's not a smash single, but Schism is like their big song.
What's it go like?
The chorus is like, I know the pieces fit because I watch them fall away.
Mm.
But okay.
Were there 13 pieces?
What is that?
I love Tool.
That was Ghostbusters.
Oh my god, that's so spooky. Oh!
Do you know in the future there's going to be 13 Ghostbusters movies?
Oh, fuck.
How many with chicks? Because those are the only ones that I watch.
Wow, are you a feminist?
You're an ally, damn.
I'm not a feminist. You're just an ally to feminists.
Well, well done, Joel Dusha. Well done.
I'm an ally to feminists. I don't get it, but like I stand with my friends who are.
Yeah. Guys, fact number 10, 13 flipped around is 31, which accounts for the number of days in some months.
What the? What? Are this you is, Chris Angel?
This is stranger than fiction. This is crazy.
Hey, that's like that. Speaking of songs, asking for a 13 and them drawing a 31.
For Pretty Fly.
For a white guy.
Oh my God.
God.
Give it to me, baby.
Is anyone else like shaking? I feel sick. That's how spooky I am. I'm spooked.
Actually, my bones feel cold.
I got ice bones over here. The number 13 is highly represented at the Winchester Mystery House.
Whoa, what's the mystery? Is the mystery how many, why there are so many 13s?
There's 13 bathrooms, 13 steps in the staircase, etc.
I would like to say, having equal amount of steps and bathrooms in your house, unless... you've got two steps.
That's insane.
Is fucked up. One and two, fine. If you've got three steps and three bathrooms,
yeah,
that's weird. Yeah, and 13 and 13 is very fucked.
Well, I think it's an
maybe big
in
steps.
Each, well, it just says the staircase. So yeah,
well, that whole house is meant to be. She was trying to trick ghosts. She built the house to trick ghosts into not killing her because by association she caused a lot of murders. Well, her husband did, but she was like in on it.
They make a movie about this?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. But there's like doorways that don't go to it. Didn't they just like a couple of years ago, they discovered a new room in the mystery house? Like behind a secret door or something?
That's cool.
Just scan the mystery house. I feel like we have the tech to give it a scan.
Do you know the pub that's in a vague vicinity of everything? that is the Railway Hotel.
Yeah.
Was closed down due to the owner going to jail.
Oh. For what?
For ghosts.
Yeah, grave ghosts. Robbing.
Grave he robbed robbing. 13 graves.
I think it was drug charges. Yeah. I'm not entirely sure.
He sold 13 grams of cocaine.
Whoa! Anyway, and like they were like, all right, well, it got sold or whatever, and they were doing it up. And in that, they found like heaps of hidden rooms and secret passages and stuff.
Let us Spooky. In.
That's yeah. cool. Wait,
they're keeping they... in. They're keeping all the secret stuff when they refurbish it, which is weird, but cool.
I would.
Wait, was it put in by the creepy owner with the drugs?
Or I don't know.
Was it just there?
I don't know.
Put in by the ghosts.
Could have been put in by the ghosts. I feel like, yeah, there was like a, like as in like there was a room behind a bookcase and stuff like that. Cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I would love it. My dad in our family home built a room behind a bookcase.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
My dad did that too.
What?
Wait.
Whoa.
Really? Well, so your family home
wasn't a room. It was like, so access to under the house. When they were renovating the downstairs bit, he just changed it. So instead of getting access from like outside, he just made it so you go inside, but you have to go through a bookshelf.
Okay, cool.
So it's like a storage area. There wasn't anything cool behind there.
Could have put beers behind there, though.
Well, we've actually, you know what? We put some wine behind
there. We put a lot of wine behind there.
A wine cellar behind a bookshelf.
It was, my mum found this like wine from Aldi, which was like a dollar, but then because we held it for like 3 years, it became incredibly delicious.
It was very good wine.
That's spooky. Do you reckon it was ghosts?
No, I don't think it was haunted.
Fermentation.
Did we have a haunted experience in the house? I think it was pretty ghost free.
I kept trying to convince you that there was a ghost at one stage.
I wasn't biting.
Do you guys live together?
Yeah, we lived together for a long time.
Yeah, okay, do you not live with us? We assume everyone on this podcast has lived together with us at some point.
We live very close. We almost live together.
Yeah. We could probably dig a tunnel.
Oh, we should dig a tunnel.
Then we'll just have to put a couple of beer fridges in there to stay hydrated in the journey. Yeah.
Just put like four along the journey so we don't get too long without a cold beer.
Yeah.
That's fact number 12.
Yep.
Apollo 13.
Whoa!
The spookiest spaceship.
Had a successful landing on the moon and then returned to Earth.
Wait, Apollo 13?
Yeah,
despite an onboard explosion.
I don't think it landed on the moon. It definitely didn't land on the moon.
Wait, is that the one with Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Apollo 11 was the one that made it, right?
Apollo 11? Yeah. If it's 11 you're thinking of, the moon it landed. If 13's on your mind, that's the fucked one.
Oh, that's a good way to remember it.
Yeah, I like that rhyme. Thank you.
Yeah, I guess they just got it wrong.
Yeah, because
it definitely says landed on the moon and returned to Earth.
It did return to Earth, but...
In bits?
No.
It returned, sort of.
They had a they were in the capsule, right?
Yeah. So I think they orbit the moon, but that wasn't the plan.
Yeah, that's right. They had to slingshot back to Earth.
Yeah.
Mm.
We've all seen that film.
Yeah, it's good. Someone drink their own piss in that film?
Yeah.
Why?
No water?
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Although, actually, maybe you're thinking of the scene. Maybe they don't drink their own piss, but there's a piss scene because it shows how beautiful piss looks in space.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Because it goes into
and I just
like,
feel that piss and I think, yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, I'm thirsty.
Ooh, that looks tasty.
Ooh, wish I could suck that out of the air.
Oh, wait, doesn't that guy have a dick infection in that movie?
I don't know.
I think he has a dick infection.
Did you accidentally watch a different movie where someone drinks their own piss and then gets a sore dick?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Sore dick in space. Mm. Oh, I wish I went to a doctor before I went to space. My dick aches.
Oh,
it hurts so much.
Thank God
so
I pissed
thirsty.
Delicious.
Are you ready for fact number 13 of 13?
Oh, that's going to be scary.
Aluminium or aluminum, depending where you're from, has an atomic number... of
10.
No.
12.
Nine.
No.
8.
15.
No, higher. Cast lower.
17.
14? No. It's a cast lower, you also lower. Guys, it's 12. 13.
Whoa!
What are the odds? Anyway,
that's 1 in 13.
That's my spooky facts.
They were very spooky. Thank you for that.
I hope you guys are okay.
No, it doesn't
have to get
feel
some
good.
Bloody dry cleaners in here to mop up the seats from all the shit and piss. Realize I was saying I don't think dry cleaners make house calls. But
they might now. They'll make an exception.
Dude, there would be a service to clean up shit and piss from couches. Like they come to your house and clean up your shit and piss, or nah?
I think there is.
Specifically.
Hey, you can probably Google it. How do I clean piss and shit off my couch?
I know that there are commercial companies that do it, and they come and clean couches in like bars and stuff. And apparently all the couches in bars are full of piss. And
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Probably less shit, but definitely piss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And beer.
Yeah.
Oof. And spit and sweat and dead skin.
Yeah. Bit of cum?
Ooh, yeah. Maybe a bit of cum.
Yeah. People are fucking in a bar.
Yeah. I'd love to open a bar. Get that, get that stinky couch. Oh, that's good. Get it stinking like stale beer because you never clean the carpets.
And if you do clean the carpets, there's so much beer that you have to clean it with a mop.
Got to mop that carpet every night because there's too much beer. Cass, you want to give us the history of the number 13?
Absolutely do.
When was it invented?
Yeah, when was 13 invented?
Well,
was it before or after 12?
Yeah, do you reckon they invented numbers at random?
They invented it 12 seconds after the number one.
Whoa!
I have a theory as to why 13 was invented.
You have a theory?
No!
Oh, okay. As in, you have a theory.
I currently possess in my hot little pockets a theory as to why 13 is a spooky number.
Yeah.
It's from religion.
Oh, religion's pretty spooky.
It's from
brave of you to say.
Yeah, they just full on used to kill guys.
Yeah, well,
what?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Like, hey, you're dead now. Yeah. That's what they used to say.
Oh no.
Yeah,
but Jesus will return.
Yeah,
in Easter part three.
Part three.
He waited 3 days.
Didn't he already come back?
Yeah, once.
Then did he die again?
No, he ascends.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like, you can't fire me, I quit.
Right, that's
and
right.
He called his dad to come
so
get him.
So he got
him.
Crucified, went into the cave.
And came back to life.
Then came back to life and then went to heaven.
Yeah, he's flew like, out
of
there.
So there's
you.
Like, there's only a couple of fellas that have gone to heaven with their full body intact. Jesus Christ is one of them. So is his mother Mary. Everyone
I'm
going
to be the third, I reckon.
Yeah, well, usually what happens is you go to a hill, you make a speech, and then you just go up.
That's cool.
They just go up?
But yeah, usually what happens. Yeah. It's only happened twice, right?
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just plagiarize Jesus as one, but it'll change enough of that God won't be able to tell. And I'll ascend.
Yeah, God gets confused. He's like, oh, fuck, Jesus has gone back to earth again. Better get him back up. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
You're not my son.
I'll dress up as Jesus, be like, Dad, come pick me up.
Dad, I fell.
Please.
Everyone here's being weird. Can you come get me? They're doing drugs at this party. I'm scared.
Give us the history.
Okay, so it is religious dinners that go wrong.
Religious dinners that go wrong.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
is it because there was 12 apostles and Jesus makes 13?
So
is that part of it?
12 disciples with 13 of them all together.
Yeah, same
but
thing.
Same Judas guy. Was the 13th guest.
Oh, no.
So, why are you making that face?
Because isn't he part of the 12 apostles?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. This.
But Jesus was number one.
He can't be his own fucking disciple.
No, I know, but he's just the guest. So he was the first guest, and then
I'd say
11 of his fellas came in. So
oh,
12
yeah,
people.
Yeah,
and then number 13.
Yep.
So 12th disciple, but the 13th guy.
Yeah, because he makes a whole speech about it, and he's like, fucking.
I'll kill you,
you
dick.
Like, whoever gives me a kiss or whatever is the one who's going to betray me.
Yeah, if I touch the bottom of this hock of beef, I have to kiss the nearest
Whoever
kid.
Gives him a kiss?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like whoever kisses me is going to betray me.
How does that work? Did he do it?
Yeah, Judas.
Is that where the kiss of death comes from?
Probably.
Mm. But why did Judas kiss on the mouth?
No. Well, maybe.
With tongue?
Well,
yeah.
We don't know what happened. We weren't there.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's like, whoever I French, don't worry, French will be invented
whoever
soon.
Whoever sucks me off big time.
But there was also another
actually, yeah, when did French, surely people would kiss him with tongue forever.
You reckon it's a mod? It feels like a modern invention, but it can't be.
Yeah, there's
no
way
it's a modern invention.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But also, like, I feel like foreplay also may be a modern, not that modern, but like, I feel like the people in history fucked up.
I just can't. Well, because your body physically changes during it. I reckon people would have. We didn't have phones. People would have figured it out.
Yeah.
They weren't doing anything else.
Yeah, that's true.
There's not much to talk about either. So
it's the opposite. What am I talking about?
The opposite.
Yeah.
No one does foreplay anymore.
We got phones. We're too busy.
Yeah. People always texting and not fingering. No, like in history, like everyone was like full on fucking freaky. And then we hit like a prude age and then we're coming out of it again.
Yeah.
Right. When did the prude age start?
Probably, like, I'm going to guess, just take a swing, 1600s. Yeah. When everyone was witches and religion was king. Yeah.
It's like, no, that woman's scary and hot. Mm. I don't know
we
what
should
to
behead
do about
her.
It. Yeah.
Set her on fire, I reckon.
You know how when you have a crush on someone, you're a bit mean to them?
Yeah. That was pretty much, yeah.
The other spooky religious sinner. Loki, crashed at Valhalla.
Loki, the dog.
Loki crashed a dinner at Valhalla as the 13th guest and also fucked shit up.
Hell yeah.
What'd he do?
Caused chaos and destruction.
I bet he played some tricks.
He probably got tricky. Mm. But yeah, big dinner parties where the 13th person to show up was the unlucky person and caused a big fuss. And so people are like, oh, you know, probably, you know, like two's company, three's a crowd. 13,
someone's going to play some tricks on you.
Yeah, number 13.
Will result in my death.
They'll kiss you in the mouth and kill you. Yeah.
I'm going to have a party where I invite 12 people and whoever the 13th, intentionally make it weird when the 13th person rolls in.
The 12th guest, but you're counting yourself in that, right?
So I invite 12 guests, and then when the
last person to arrive.
Yeah, I'll be like...
First 11 people get there, you're like, whoever I French tonight, whoever sucks me off big time.
Whoever goes. So wait, that's what I'm confused about with the kiss. So did
it turns out no one's betraying me.
Did Judas go in for the kiss?
So
a premonition, and he's like, whoever kisses me, and the other one.
He says it at some point, and then Judas strolls in and it like gives him a
big kiss on the mouth.
Big full-on pash, and everyone's like,
wet mouth.
What?
Does with tongue.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
In fact, I think he's... And then,
I just realized something.
He says to Judas, you're going to betray me, and Judas is like, nah, I'm not. And then he does, and he's like, yeah, that's what I fucking thought.
How many pieces of silver does Judas get for killing Jesus? Is it 13?
No.
Oh, that would have been... How many? Is it 12, maybe, or something? Or 8?
It's not that many.
8 pieces of silver.
That's embarrassing that it's not that many.
How many pieces?
I feel like you could have asked Jesus for
30 pieces of silver.
30, well,
I wonder with inflation how much that is.
I think it's probably still 30 pieces of
much
silver.
How much is 30?
I don't think silver inflates.
How much is 30 pieces of silver in 2021?
In today's
2022.
Silver. In today's silver, 30 pieces
of silver.
The value
of silver rises and falls.
Yeah, but like not that much. It doesn't like inflate like money does.
Yeah, gold value has changed drastically over the...
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has. What are you saying?
No, it's the whole point of having gold is that it's mostly inflation-proof.
Okay, so what is the average...
The value of gold changes all the time.
Yeah, it changes all the time, but it doesn't like rise like it like it doesn't go with inflation. It's like the gold is like it stays.
No, separately, but it does rise and fall.
Yeah, I know. I didn't say it never rises and falls. I'm saying as in, it's like with inflation.
Yeah, inflation
like is the
different.
Buying power. I know. That's what I'm saying.
So, what's silver worth in today's silver?
It's the worth.
No, it's not. No,
the
it's
same.
Not.
It has to. It's the same.
Would you kill Jesus Christ for $6,500? Because that's pretty much what.
No, do you know
Judas
what I do?
Did.
I'm clever, and I go to Jesus and be like, "Hey, I've just been made an offer. What's your dad paying? I know your dad's rich."
Well, what I would
think
died.
You then get struck by lightning and die.
Yeah, you get smote.
Yeah.
No, I was good.
No, I was actually the best, well behaved.
I'm like, I need $6,000, and someone's offered me this, and I'm not gonna do it. But like. Can I have some help?
Yeah, so apparently one silver coin in Roman times is a day's work as a laborer.
Yeah, right. So a month's wages.
Yeah, a month wage.
Mm.
Apparently, I found out the average Australian earns, and this is obviously including the 1% to get to this high amount, because I don't know anyone really that earns this. But yeah, 80,000
is
roughly.
Is the average. Yeah, but it's not the most common.
No,
it's not the median.
Mm. Yeah.
Medium would be a bit lower, I would imagine.
What is our median wage here?
I don't know. We're going to find out so we can figure out how much it's going
to... Yeah, let's do some dry economics chat.
No, it's... Hayden, we need to do the dry economics so we can figure out if it's worth killing Jesus Christ for this much money.
Well, because I mean, with wages haven't kept up with inflation. So a one day's... You're saying a month's wages back in the day was $6,500. There's no way a full-time month's wage is not $6,500 now.
No. So I did the maths. So when I said $6,500, I did the maths from one day, so 30 days wages, and then I put that in modern time. So I already did that. So $6,500 is 2022.
Yeah, I no.
What are you saying?
I don't.
What are you fucking saying?
That the
inflation.
No,
it's wet economics now. It's exciting.
I think
with some wet economics chat.
All right. So, but what I'm saying is, so what, guess, what you're
I
saying
should be
is,
nicer.
What you're saying is
what
I'm asking. So back in the day, 30 pieces of silver
was 30 days' work.
Was 30 days' work. So about a month wages, and that is the equivalent back then of having $6,500.
Now, yes.
Now, yes. So what that means is, if inflation kept up with the rising cost of living, that we should all be getting $6,500 a month if the wages stayed the same. So they got, what I'm saying is, they got paid better back then than we get paid now.
Well, yeah, but we are getting paid $6,500 now.
I don't think understand? I'm getting paid $6,500 a month.
No, but that's the average. That's what Cass is. That's why the dry economics chat happened.
What? Who made it wet?
I'm so confused.
So. Remember, if you just wind the tape back, listeners, you might be able to tell the exact moment Hayden, I guess, stopped listening but still kept talking.
It's a rare talent.
Yeah. Ears off, mouth open, words out. So, remember when we wind the tapes back slightly when I said apparently the average, like the average wage is $80,000.
Yeah.
Divide that by 12.
Oh, that's how you got there. I thought you were looking at the price of silver, not the price of wages. Oh, I get it.
And that's been wet economics.
And on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And I have been Joel Dusha.
Yeah, Joel, where are you?
So I'm part of the Sandspans Radio Network.
Uh-huh. I have not heard of that. Is that good?
It's, not really.
No, they suck.
I would say it's mostly... it depends. If you're finding a podcast that's not based in Melbourne on the network, strongly recommend it. Anything-
Actually, they do. There's one podcast that have like a pretty good like financial discussion sometimes.
Is it dry discussion or wet discussion?
Oh, it's both.
A nice damp discussion. Mm.
I'm part of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm part of Thumb Cramps. I'm part of Baseless Speculation. And I'm part of How Good's Footy.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And you can pay money to listen to more Bad IQ Boys stuff. So you, Jackson and Joel, the other Joel, if you're on Apple... Oh, I just realized that this, your subscription, there's like three different levels to it that I don't know.
If you want more Joel, by God, you can get it for free, like three, or you can pay for even
there's
more.
There's like three different kind of ways you can pay for extra coming episodes.
Yeah, it's
figure
good.
It out.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.